going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't get a lot of victory laps in this business. Friday was my victory lap. It was my bleep you, you're cool, bleep you, I'm out moment.
Yeah.
Today's yours. Like, this is your celebration day, okay. your celebration day.
That's very nice. That sounds fun.
The amount of people...
Where was this convo at 2 o'clock? This should have been the convo at 2.
Oh, no, I was warming up to it.
Yeah.
okay. I had to think about myself first.
Listen, I will let you know, I had something massive that was planned. Not massive, but, like, it would have been a lot of fun, and it fell through in the last minute, and I've been kind of irked by it for a while. I'm not going to tell you what it is, because I'm going to use it for another Shador Sanders moment, okay?
All right.
I'm going to use it for another moment in time. If I told you what it is, then it would have just been ruined.
Give it away? You don't want to do that?
I don't want to do that, and you love the element of surprise.
That's true.
And this one, it got blown, and I'm upset by it. I've been upset by it all day long.
Is this like when I told you on your birthday, I wanted to get you a birthday cake,
yes,
and then couldn't follow through on it? So should I just have never told you that?
Well, we've been scrambling for 2 days. It's not like it's a known fact that the Browns were going to take Shador Sanders in the fifth round. My birthday was on the calendar for months.
All right. Yeah.
I was been there,
but I knew
it's the same time every single year.
But
it's not. It didn't
I
really
barely
sneak
remember
up.
My birthday anymore.
Didn't really sneak up on anybody. I don't know.
That's
I remember your birthday, September 23rd.
That's because 9/23/9/23.
September 23rd.
I made it easy on you. All right, I worked at a station called 92.3 The Fan.
We did a whole convo about me having my birthday on a holiday that really isn't a holiday.
Yeah, which is?
Earth Day. Not a real holiday, but that's what my birthday is.
I still was going to go Arbor Day, and I was here with you on that day.
It's the same level of holiday.
Can I say what it is now? 4/22. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I remember it now. As you said, I might not remember it this time next year. Or like a week, a couple weeks.
I'm going to get you the biggest spiked ice cream cake you've ever had in your life.
Is it spiked?
No, not spiked. Spiked.
Oh.
As if like, you know, one of those, like, I'm going to look like the good guy getting you the big birthday cake, and it's going to just look awesome.
You know, for that.
And be like, well, geez, where was my cake, Nick? But I won't say it.
For that.
I won't say it. Like, I'll let Mac and Anthony say it instead.
For that to work for me, I'd have to have... What's it called?
Diabetes?
Shame.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I already got the beats.
Okay.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin Pass.
I like going into the Peterlin Pass with the beats. By the way,
I also like that we're coming off pure Peterlin spite, whatever that would be. Right into the Peterlin Pass.
Yeah, well, one person earned the Peterlin Pass over the weekend. And, you know, the idea of the Peterlin Pass is basically me giving them a pass for something that I felt was inbounds and the whole world did not feel was inbounds, essentially. Mel Kiper Jr., come on down. You've deserved and you've earned the Peterlin Pass. We had Joe DeLeon on at 4 o'clock, and I asked him, what about the draft community? The draft community that said Shador Sanders was something while the NFL world said he was nothing. Nobody was willing to stick to their guns the way that Mel Kiper Jr. was willing to stick to his guns. And for that, I think he deserves the Peter One pass.
I mean, listen, you co-opted 3 days of NFL coverage with a public temper tantrum because you like Deion Sanders. Or you're part of the Sanders camp.
It was the idea. It's not part of the... He's got too much draft integrity to ever be part of the Deion camp, and you know that. He is the godfather of the draft. You don't get that by being bought off by Deion Sanders. Come on now. Put some respect on his name.
I will not. I believe he was Shabbat and paid for.
He is the godfather of the draft. He's been doing this for 40 years. He's been drafting, as he told you all weekend, he's been drafting players longer than anyone in the NFL that makes these picks has been doing their job.
And yet he's never actually made a draft pick.
He's been making them for 40 years.
Yeah. Okay.
And we've been judging off of these picks for 40 years.
No. He's been analyzing players and then telling teams what should do. And then conveniently.
These GMs, they have so many other responsibilities, right? You got to.
Like building a team.
It's more than just the draft.
Pleasing an owner.
Mel Kiper starts the 2026 mock draft this morning.
Yeah.
That man has dedicated his life to this.
He's going to look to the 2026 real draft.
He has earned 3 days worth of, I don't understand what the bleep is going on. I need everyone to understand how dumb this is, how silly it is that he's fallen all the way to the fifth round, and I need to speak about it.
I'm going to tell you right now, Mel Kiper no longer has a fastball.
You've earned it, Mel.
This,
you and your hairspray deserve more of a pick than half this league.
This Mel Kiper would have made so much more compelling. The 1994 Mel Kiper that got the Colts GM to say, who in the hell is Mel Kiper anyways? He would have done it in such a different way. Young Mel Kiper.
Mac, were you born when that clip existed?
No.
Exactly the point. That's how long Mel Kiper has been taking all sorts of flack and all sorts of arrows in his direction for the amount of scouting ability that he has.
The helmet is gone. He should just shave his head. He's lost his helmet. He's lost his fastball. Like, let's just be honest here. The man's at the end of the rope. That was an embarrassing ploy by him. Oh, Deion.
He's got to stick to his guns. To his guns. If you believe the draft evaluation process is all charlatans to begin with anyway, then it would have been really awkward for the head charlatan to lay down his sword and be...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Be like, I guess we missed
it. No. You can say.
I guess the NFL owners and the GMs, they are right.
Every conversation.
They are smarter than me. No way.
It was every conversation.
No way. Can't do it.
The circular thought of Mel Kiper would be like, all right, with the 33rd pick, the Browns take a German linebacker. And why hasn't Shador been taken?
40 years in the NFL of him evaluating and diagnosing and dissecting
with
these
no
players.
Culpability,
his,
with no culpability.
His brain couldn't comprehend the idea that anyone wanted to have a conversation about the 12th safety that he broke down for 3 months straight.
No. The point is... Mel Kiper's not on the clock like every GM or every head coach is. So if we keep throwing 40 years out there, no, he threw a public temper tantrum. It was embarrassing, and honestly, it made ESPN's already unbearable coverage.
He had no choice.
Could Booger McFarland do a little prep before doing the NFL draft? Could we get somebody other than Mike Greenberg, please?
It's always Greenberg.
It didn't used to always be, and ever since they went to Mike Greenberg.
Wasn't it Berman before it was Greenberg?
It was absolutely
back, back,
Berman.
Back. This pick is gone.
At this point, I'd rather go back to Chris Berman and his geriatric self than watch Mike Greenberg. Oh, I have to read a WWE thing, but I don't like wrestling, so I'm going to mispronounce John Cena here with a tribute.
Well, at least Berman would give you jokes.
Like
Berman had jokes. He was sometimes, you know, he was drunk.
But no.
He was gone.
Leather.
He was halfway. He was gone. I like Berman.
I cannot do it with Mel. Listen, I actually do like and respect Mel. He's probably going to be a Hall of Famer, honestly.
Should be.
Which is something we talked about.
Because he's been doing it so long.
There's a way to do things, and there's a way not to do things. So,
this was the year he had to do this.
For 3 days?
Because if not, it would have been no one would take him seriously moving forward ever again.
He was a babbling.
He had to defend.
And
he had to showcase how dumb he thinks the NFL is right now and how dumb he thinks the people in charge of the NFL are for how they let the shit drop happen.
Listen, if he just did it once an hour, fine. If he did it once as so-and-so, it was everything. He and Lewis Riddick got into an argument about who was a bigger Shador homer.
It was like good theater.
That was the good theater, my tuchus.
It was good theater.
Good theater, my tuchus.
Mel, you've earned the Peter Wynn pass.
Mel,
congratulations.
You something all down your leg there. Do a little bit better next year. If there is a next year. We all agree, right?
Putting him out to pasture now?
They did it to Berman, and no one's safe. One more inch of forehead we lose here, there's not going to be nothing left there.
Are you saying he needs some help? Maybe send him to Turkey?
Either that or we just gave him a rug. But get an exact replica of his old dome made where it's like that luscious hairline that went right above his eyebrows. Yeah, if you're going to do it right, I say.
It'd be an odd look, man. Mel Kiper shaved. It's giving me the scaries right now.
Shaved head. Let's be more specific.
Babe. Yeah, well, I can't speak to other parts.
That also would be a weird look.
Also, it'd be a weird transition for Mel in his late career.
Or, you know what? Set yourself free.
Would you rather see him do that or do the draft next season?
I'd rather see the full Monty.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the full Mel, as we're going to call it. The lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
The Peter Lynn Pass.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.